This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. US President Donald Trump has lashed out at Israel and Iran, accusing both sides of violating the ceasefire. Mr. Trump said he had told the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to call back Israeli planes that were headed towards Iran. US President warned Israel not to drop bombs on Iran. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said in a statement that it has halted further strikes on Iran following a call between Mr. Netanyahu and President Trump. On the other hand, Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that his country will respect the truce as long as Israel does. The ceasefire between Israel and Iran unraveled within hours of its announcement as both sides launched fresh attacks and accused each other of violation. Israeli officials confirmed a strike on a radar installation near Tehran in response to three missiles reportedly fired by Iran after the truce had taken effect. Meanwhile, the regional air traffic is gradually resuming. Air India announced the restart of its services to West Asia starting today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has affirmed that India has made it evident that no shelter is safe for terrorists who spilled the blood of Indians, referring to Operation Sindoor. He added that the world has recently witnessed the strength of India as the operation clearly demonstrated New Delhi's firm and uncompromising policy against terrorism on the global stage. Mr. Modi stated this during the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi yesterday. The Prime Minister also said the country is becoming self-reliant in the defence sector, and this shift was clearly evident during Operation Sindoor, where Indian forces compelled the enemy to surrender within 22 minutes using domestically manufactured weapons.
हमारी सेनाओं ने भारत में बने हथियारों से दुश्मन को 22 मिनट में घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया। मुझे विश्वास है आने वाले समय में मेड इन इंडिया हथियारों का डंका पूरी दुनिया में बजेगा।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam, yesterday. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said both leaders reaffirmed their shared commitment to further deepen the enhanced strategic partnership between the two countries. Mr. Modi also reiterated India's steadfast commitment to the developed priorities of Mauritius in line with Vision Mahasagar and India's Neighbourhood First policy. Both leaders also discussed the ongoing cooperation across a broad range of areas, including development partnership, capacity building, defence, maritime security, digital infrastructure and people-to-people ties. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lead a high-level Indian delegation to the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation, SCO, Defence Ministers' meeting, which begins today in Qingdao, China. During the two-day meeting, Defence Minister of SCO member states are expected to discuss key issues, including regional and international security, counter-terrorism efforts and enhanced cooperation among their defence ministries. Mr. Singh is expected to underscore India's steadfast commitment to the principles and mandate of the SCO. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has chaired a high-level review meeting on the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan in New Delhi. During the meeting, over 2,100 nodal officers presented key findings, field experiences and actionable insights from the campaign. In the Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, host England defeated India by 5 wickets at Headingley, Leeds, to take a 1-0 lead in the 5-match Test series. On the fifth and the final day, England successfully chased down the target of 371 runs, finishing at 373 for 5, thanks to a brilliant 149 from Ben Duckett. And that is the end of the news bulletin.